Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Good day. I am Dawn Roach, final year student of the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus, majoring in International Relations. On this day, June 16th, 1950, Barbadians were given an update on the progress of the rat destruction campaign of the Board of Health and Department of Agriculture through the pages of the Barbados Advocate. Rats had been destroying canes, invading shops, provision stores, warehouses, and private residences, not only causing loss of produce, but threatening public health. One businessman, Ernest Kinch, told the Advocate that the rats cut the provision bags while they are in the bonds, and when the bags are removed, much of the contents can be seen scattered on the ground. According to Kinch, sometimes the rats even go as far as to hatch their young ones in a bag of flour, and afterwards, this is not fit for human consumption. A rat destruction squad had been established by the Board of Health, setting bait traps at warehouses 3 times a week and inspecting them 3 times weekly. The rat destruction squad also checked docked schooners in the Carenage and were responsible for the fumigation of the vessels. Some progress had been made, where in some months 500 rats were killed, but the average was 250 killed per month. Still, the Department of Agriculture urged the citizens to cooperate by purchasing bait at 2 for 1 cent, stopping holes and putting away food. The newspaper, in carrying the update, reminded residents that the habits of rats living in cesspits and other insanitary places posed a grave danger to society, and that private residents and owners of business must play their part in stopping holes which allow rats into buildings. The report on the rat destruction campaign in the Advocate on this day were followed by other reports as the community ramped up its efforts to deal with this public menace.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.